Welcome to the weekly Insurance News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your reliable source for personal and business insurance. I'm your host, Paige Estertori, and today, May 24th, 2024, we are rounding up key happenings in Australia's insurance landscape from the past week, starting off with a critical reminder from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, after a verdict that certainly reaffirms the importance of maintaining continuous insurance coverage. AFCA recently ruled against a motorist who bought insurance from Suncorp post-crash, only to have his claim rejected. This came after the driver suggested his coverage should work retroactively, to which the AFCA noted that absence of a policy start time on the certificate of insurance, along with a misrepresentation of the vehicle's condition at the policy application stage. Undoubtedly, this reinforces that an insurance policy is active only from its purchase time, and truth around existing damages is key. Next up, in an exciting advance in digital technology from TAL, the Australian life insurance giant. It's worth applauding TAL's impressive milestone of disbursing more than $4 billion in claims, with half processed within 24 hours through their digital TAL Connect platform. Spearheading this success is a concerted investment in tech and staff development via the TAL Claims Academy. The result? Enhanced user experience, transparency, and efficiency in processing claims. Indeed, we can see TAL's dedication to constant improvement and the transformative impact of technology on the insurance industry. Finally, in government news, the Australian Senate, led by Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, is conducting an inquiry into climate-associated risks on insurance premiums and accessibility. Will climate change have a hand in premium hikes? Is insurance becoming unaffordable and inaccessible, especially in disaster-prone areas? We hope to have answers by the 19th of November, when the Select Committee releases their findings. Alongside, Labor Senator Tony Sheldon emphasizes a commitment to community safety, considering the increasing rate of natural calamities. We also see the involvement of the Insurance Council of Australia, dovetailing this effort with the House Economics Committee's parallel probe into disaster responses and insurance approaches. That's all the time we have for today on this week's edition of the Insurance News Wrap. Remember to stay informed, stay insured, and stay tuned for more updates next week. Brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted choice for personal and business insurance. For more information, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estertori, signing off.